Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson, breaking now. Trump ally Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old head of Turning Point USA, is shot during a speaking event at Utah Valley University in Orem. The shooting took place about 20 minutes into his speech. Bystanders said Kirk was hit in the neck while answering student questions. A UVU alert confirmed, quote, a single shot was fired on campus toward a visiting speaker. Police are investigating now, suspect in custody. Video from the scene showed students running as the shots rang out and Kirk being rushed away by his security team. His condition remains unknown. Utah Governor Spencer Cox posted on X, quote, those responsible will be held fully accountable. Violence has no place in our public life. Americans of every political persuasion must unite in condemning this act. Our prayers are with Charlie, his family, and all those affected. Utah Senator Mike Lee wrote, quote, please join me in praying for Charlie Kirk and the students gathered there. Vice President Vance added on X, quote, say a prayer for Charlie Kirk, a genuinely good guy and a young father. FBI Director Kash Patel said, quote, we are closely monitoring reports of the tragic shooting involving Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Our thoughts are with Charlie, his loved ones, and everyone involved. Agents will be on the scene quickly, and the FBI stands in full support of the ongoing response. Kirk himself had posted online only moments before the attack, quote, we are so back. Utah Valley University is fired up and ready for the first stop on the American Comeback Tour. Charlie Kirk rose to national prominence after co-founding Turning Point USA in 2012. He has since built the group into a major conservative force on campuses, created several offshoots including Turning Point Action and Turning Point Faith, and he hosts the Charlie Kirk Show. He has been a strong supporter of President Trump and has often spoken out on issues like critical race theory and government mandates. On Wednesday, he was speaking under a tent at the university courtyard as part of his American Comeback Tour. Shots were fired from the top of a nearby building about 200 yards away. The campus went into lockdown while police and federal agents swarmed the scene. The investigation is ongoing, and this is a developing story. Stay with Crime Alert for the latest as it becomes available on Kirk's condition. More crime and justice news after this. Woman bites dog. Bystanders watch as a 70-year-old Orlando woman bites a pit bull to save her dog during a brutal attack outside a grocery store. Shirley Passamanic was leaving Plaza Tropical Supermarket on September 1st when the dog charged her 14-year-old dog, Sparky.
I get about 50 feet from the front door of the store, and there's a pit bull all over my dog.
Passamanic spoke to WESH.
He just out of nowhere, unprovoked, bolted at us. And I did everything I could, and I ended up on the ground. He stopped for a second. I thought he was coming back at us.
Surveillance video showed Passamanic, who weighs about 90 pounds, striking with her cane and pulling with her hands. That's when she said she bit the dog.
Then I heard somebody behind me saying, I got it. I got him.
The bite startled the pit bull long enough for a man to grab its leash.
And I said, get your dog. I didn't see the guy. I didn't even see what he looked like. He walks up, grabs the leash, and walks away. And I never got to see who that was.
The man walked off without checking on her or the injured dog. The struggle left Passamanic bruised and Sparky with bite wounds. She said she was crushed that nobody stepped in. She added that Sparky is her reason for living. Passamanic said the pit bull should not be free and needs to be put down. Orange County Animal Control is investigating. 15-year-old Kathy Alexis Pereira has been missing from Gaithersburg, Maryland for 10 years. She was last seen at her home on Mandolin Court the night of August 16th of 2015. Her family had returned that evening from a trip to Virginia Beach. They watched movies and shared some snacks before going to bed. By the next morning, Kathy was gone. Her younger brother, Christopher, was the first to notice she was missing. That same evening, the family reported her disappearance to police. Detectives collected hair samples and spoke with friends and relatives. The family also flooded social media with her photo, but no one came forward with any clear answers. Her mother, Lillian Pereira, told the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, quote, we came back from the beach and she was talking about all these goals, about going to college and what she wanted to study. She wanted to study business and get her master's in Portugal. Her sister, Emily, recalls, quote, the detectives came by, took samples of her hair, talked to my brothers and her friends from school. Her brother Jonathan said, quote, we put it all throughout social media, asking people if they'd seen her. No one really knew anything about what happened to her. He added, quote, "We still do what we can, asking around and posting on social media. We miss her. We still talk about it. It's not like it ever goes away." Kathy was shy but friendly and loved the time that she spent with her siblings. She had just returned from a summer visit with her grandparents in Portugal. Police say she may have left of her own accord and could have been in the company of a teenage boy. She was of Portuguese descent, with brown hair and brown eyes, 5'3", 120, ears, nose, tongue, and navel pierced. She would be 25 years old today. Anyone with information is urged to call the Montgomery County Police Department at 240-773-5400. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.